What about HDAC inhibitors in other tumors and a variety of cancers, either alone or with other agents? Where are we with that?
Well, I think it's a earlier stage development, but there's certainly a lot of excitement in a lot of different directions. For instance, it's thought that because estrogen receptors are often silenced through methylation in breast cancer, if you could use an epigenetically targeted drug like an HDAC inhibitor, with or without azacitidine, say, to turn on estrogen receptor expression, you could then come in with an anti-estrogen in a tumor that otherwise wouldn't be expected to respond. And that's one strategy that some groups are taking.
I know Nancy Davis and Vered Stern both have done a lot of research on the issue of the estrogen receptor. Are they actually looking at this?
They are actually. Vered's running a study with vorinostat,
Right.
which is a pre and post biopsy study. So they get a window of opportunity treatment with vorinostat for a short period of time prior to their lumpectomy or mastectomy so that they can actually look at the impact of the drug on the biology of the tumor. One of the very fascinating studies going on at Hopkins is a lung cancer study being run by Roz Jurgens and Charlie Rudin using our combination of AZA and entinostat in non-small cell lung cancer. There's one near complete remission that is now almost a year old, I think. And I think there's a second very good response. Again, this is in the context of a phase one trial.
How many patients have they treated?
I don't know the total number. It's something like 15 probably, but they're really very dramatic responses.
Any speculations about, maybe tissue assays that might predict response to these agents?
Yeah, part of that study in the lung cancer study, procuring sputum and looking at methylation markers in the sputum, and that's at least their approach for probing that.